Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm going to start you off today with a track from The Grim. This is a live version of Live to Die.
I don't think we've played here since the 90s. Thanks for having us. We want to thank Will for booking the show tonight. We have our record out there on CD right now. We're finally on CD. Anyways, next song is called Live to Die. Thanks for having us, you guys.
Tonight at the American Legion Post, 241 in Baldwin Park, and that's at 4725 Main Avenue. And they're also playing with Stalic 13 and Circle One and a few other bands. It's an all-age show with a full bar for 21 and over, so get on down and see The Grim. And I see we have a friend in the studio today, Studio Lewis. Hi,
hey.
Lewis.
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're doing good. So
all
we
right,
started off with The Grim, and they've got a lot of good songs coming out, and records and things, and a lot of shows. Oh, and don't forget their Punk Rock Bowling Survival Guide, written by Bob Odie, their lead guitarist. Oh, Lewis.
Hey.
Hi, what are you up to tonight?
Not too much tonight. How are you doing up there?
Oh, well, things are all about the same, you know. Sunshine and fresh country air. Okay, well, there's a lot of events going on this weekend. We want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you're into a little bit of verbal abuse, there's a farewell to Wood today in Oakland, and this is a free show at the Deformity Park. I'm a little too far from Oakland. Oh, and we cannot forget Louis Seidel is playing tonight at the American Legion Post 30 in Pomona.
Those are some people from
Suicidal Tendencies.
All right.
Yeah. And let me see. Okay, and we, you know, it's a cancer benefit. It's called Cancer Sucks 7, and it's a benefit show being put on in memory of Arturo Vega, Angel Santos, and Ashley Dell. This is benefiting terminally ill children and their families through the Mariposa Foundation. And it's a really good charity. And there's a lot of bands playing. I mean, Dirty Black Summer, Louis Seidel, The Returners, Radioactive Chickenheads. Have you ever seen them, Louis?
Oh, they're great. I taped them over at the Punk Rock Museum in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Well,
well
they're real
definitely
fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I've taped them twice, also at a church thing that Tequila Mockingbird put on in Hollywood. And so they're really good. They wear all kind of costumes, and they're really great.
Really? What kind of costumes do they wear?
Radioactive chicken heads, chicken head heads, and all kind of things. They're very bizarre. It's really a fun group.
Oh, okay. I've heard about them for years, but I've never seen any of their shows.
Oh, they're a must-see. They're really good and funny and a lot of excitement.
Uh-huh. Okay, and you know, the benefits are going to a good charity as well, you know, helping to fight cancer. And there's also another show at Buffalo Inn on Foothill Boulevard in Upland today, and it's also a cancer benefit called Jam for Jarvis. And whatever you have on in the background there, Louis, has got to come off because it's bleeding through on my soundboard.
There you go.
Okay, thanks. So anyway, the Jam for Jarvis fundraising benefit is for Dave Jarvis' family to help Dave while he's fighting cancer. So if anyone can come on down there, and the Jam for Jarvis is tonight. And I have a track here from Gangrene I think you all might like.
Get up!
All right, gangrene, Killikami.
Yeah.
So, Lewis, tell me, tell our listeners what you've been doing lately. How have you been? What kind of shows have you been filming?
I filmed The Weirdos a little bit in the last couple of months when they came out again, have been out playing again, The Weirdos from the 80s, the great band.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And where was that at?
That was out at the observatory out in, what is that, Santa Ana? And also then then they played the Echo, the Echoplex in Hollywood. And,
That's a really nice place.
There's all kind of people there at the Echoplex. There was Flea and people visiting them, and they were very happy to see all their old friends, and they played really good. I also videotaped them.
Oh, yeah, Flea from the Chili Peppers.
Yes, he was visiting.
Well, he doesn't make too many appearances.
Yeah, he, you know, it was just in backstage type thing, right?
So tell me about the Weirdos show.
And then let's see now. Xander Zloss is playing bass, and as he did back in the olden days, and so it was a great meeting. One of the Weirdos lives in Mississippi now. So, you know, to get the band together, they've been doing really good, playing all over, and it's good to see an old band like that that's so fantastic playing again.
Really?
And
yeah.
You can also go to lapunk13.com and check out all my videos there that I tape. Everything's for everyone to look at any time.
I know, and you've been videotaping the punk. Go ahead.
For 30 years, yes, 30 years.
Yes, you have. Yeah, I first met you in, about 1982,
84.
83?
Right.
That's
around
Cafe
there.
De Grand.
At Cafe De Grand. You can also see Cafe De Grand videos if you go to LAPunk13.com and check out anything you want. There's tons of videos. I keep putting up videos that I haven't seen in 20 years. I did a lot. So I still videotape fans also now, as I pointed out, the Weirdos then, 30 years ago, and the Weirdos I tape more recently. So I'm always taping bands.
And a lot of your old vintage clips have been used in documentary films, too.
There was some footage from the Minutemen used in We Jam Meccano, about 5 songs, and happy about that, from the Music Machine and the Cafe De Grand way back then, and some stuff in the Youth Brigade thing and something, what is it, Punk's Not Dead.
Punk's Not Dead, yeah, I remember that.
By Susan Diner, very good.
Right.
Again, try to find all that stuff somewhere by searching through LAPunk13.com, please. Have fun. Put up, yes. They're there to see.
Now, have something, some film clips in America's Hardcore, too, with Keith Morris?
I thought they used
some of your Circle Jerks tapes for that.
I have a lot of Circle Jerks that no one's seen. On my website, there might be one short song, but I have over maybe 20 years, but basically the first 10 years from 84 to 94 of tons of Circle Jerks that I haven't seen and no one's seen because I just haven't gotten to them, along with a lot of other bands.
Wow, I would love to see those. Such a good band and so much fun. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming on, Lewis, the famous video Lewis, punk rock
great
photographer.
Show.
I'm
very
sorry,
great
go
show.
Ahead.
Great show, Candy. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just about out of time, and I have one more track to play here. Dr. No, Die,
right.
Hippie, Die.
Hello,
bye.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on, Lewis. Thank you for always
bye.
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 has a birthday coming up in a couple of days, along with Cheryl Holtz. So happy birthday, Lewis.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming on the show and sharing some of your moments with us all. Everyone loves you, Lewis. You've been around filming the punk rock scene for so long, and your films are just priceless, and we love you.
Thank you.
And I just want to remind you all to party or go home. Have a good night. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.